Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rhode Island, we are coming for you. Specifically, Newport, we're coming for you after the show today. Curtis, how's the weather for the garden party to kick off the Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week?
100% chance of a large amount of guests with Roman numerals after their last name.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be beautiful. Gorgeous day.
All right.
Absolutely perfect.
Text during the break from a listener who lives in Newport. We live in Newport, so sounds like a couple, and we would like to go to the event this evening, this afternoon and evening. You can simply go to the bio in my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI, and there's a link, and you can buy tickets. You can go to any event and get a discount for any event that is a part of the Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week, and we will be at the Audrain Automobile Museum tomorrow morning. That event is free. And Jay Leno will be with us doing the show at 8:45. We'll also get to talk to Jelani Tavai. And certainly that defense has taken a bunch of hits this season. We'll get back to the news in a minute. But there is, I don't know if he's going to need one. I guess he's not. But there is a bit of a built-in excuse for Gerard Mayo when it comes to injuries on that side of the football. And now I guess David Andrews on the other side of the ball. So... I know no excuses, Wiggy. I get it. No days off.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can always factor in the injuries. Guys are going to get nicked up. But, I mean, you still, you know, you lost Bommel, which is a big part of your defense. Yeah. But you still have Christian Gonzalez. You still have Uche and some of these other guys that are doing Keon White. I think he talked about it. They're really missing the production of Matthew Judon because you talked about the pass rush. It looked good early, but it's kind of, you know, we got to pick it up. Pass rush wins football games. We heard Billy O talk about the kid from BC. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. The Azumba Buck or something like that. But
the end?
Yeah, the defensive end. I know I'm butchering his last name. I think he wears number 6 or number 4, but he gets after it. And that's why BC was able to win. That's why you got to be able to get after the quarterback. And, you know, they're struggling a little bit.
All right. Well, on the show tomorrow from Newport, Jelani Tavai at 7:30 as the Patriots get ready for the Dolphins at Gillette on Sunday. But right now, back to the rest of this morning's news with Courtney.
A principal in Oklahoma was arrested after he allegedly showed up to his school's dance drunk, with some reports saying he got handsy with a student.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not great.
Oh, boy.
We can hear from Tulsa Police Captain Richard Muhlenberg on KJRH.
Someone who is entrusted with children every day. So that's a component of this, and we understand how parents feel about that. Our special victims unit is leading the investigation and talking to these kids. What we're asking for is more evidence. We're sure that kids there might have taken some video or had something else, and if they have that, to please submit it to us.
Obscure reference, Wiggy. You're the only one who will get it. To what I believe is the first Hollywood film that I saw boobs in as a young man, Hollywood Nights. Do you happen to remember that film with the great Tony Danza, by any chance, Hollywood Nights?
Hold on.
I believe I watched it. Is this Ask a Boomersheim? I watched it on Preview.
Yeah, it definitely
which
is.
Was the service that used to provide movies. You had a box that went on the top of your television, Preview. And they would show all of the R-rated films and such when your parents finally went to bed. And so the teachers are pouring a flask into the punch at a school dance so that they can
drink. I think Mayans might have been Porky's.
Porky's? First boobs seen on film?
I feel like I saw my first boobs. It was a long time ago. I don't know. I remember Porky's, but I also remember Caliglia. I also remember going to the cabaret where my mother worked there. So I couldn't tell you where the first set of boobs I saw, but as a youngin', I did, you know.
And for those in the Twitch chat that are speculating, my first film did not star Charlie Chaplin. So I appreciate the comedy, but we have more important things to do. That's the news.
We do. Yeah. And it's time to get to something serious because 30-year-old Damani Alexander was found washed up in a Newtown Creek in East Williamsburg on July 30th. Now,
this is in New York?
In New York. Okay. This is the same place that John Kastick was found floating just a month before. And you know where I'm going with this.
Yes. Smiley face.
Yep. Because he was found in the Newtown Creek as well. A month before that, 27-year-old Carl Clemente showed up in the same creek. It separates the Queens and Brooklyn. It's near the Brooklyn Mirage, which is like a rave nightclub music venue.
Uh-oh.
The medical examiner determined the men died by drowning. And Alexander's family and friends have spoken out, one of his friends sharing text messages with him from the night he disappeared. There's two texts. The first one reads, "I think a dude's trying to kill me."
Jesus.
The next one says, "Dude's waiting for me outside."
This has smiley face written all over it.
Yeah, it does.
The assumption with the smiley face killer, we've talked about it on the show a million times. This one in the old show on WAAF is that he targets guys that are out drinking.
Yep.
Slips something in their drink, kidnaps them, does things, horrible things to them. And then leaves them in a body of water so as to erase any kind of evidence that would be on the body.
And then there's a spray-painted smiley face near that body of water.
Oh, wow. Some smiley face graffiti or something
like
that.
This is like Jeffrey Dahmer without eating them.
Right. Yeah.
I have a question on this because I've never really followed it until the show. Is this different people who do the same thing?
Various theories. Like I was featured, I don't know if you know this or not, Curtis, but in an Oxygen Network documentary on the smiley face killer.
I thought you were going to say Phantom Gourmet. Yes, yes, you were. I did not know that you were on the Oxygen Network.
Yes. And so there are a couple retired New York police detectives who have spent their lives post-police work investigating the smiley face, and they think it could be a group of smiley face killers who go around the country abducting men who are in that kind of situation. It just seems impossible or improbable that these guys just stumble into a body of water. It happens here. Yep. It happens everywhere.
We saw was it somebody in South Carolina or Tennessee or something like that where
Tennessee.
They thought it was?
Yes.
There was a boy when I was at BC. Mm-hmm. He was in the band, and it happened to him. He was found in the res months later.
Yeah.
And it just...
They don't think it's a copycat. They think it's a group of guys?
Maybe, or I don't know. It could be a group of women. It could be, female serial killers are very rare, but...
Yeah, or it could just be like one serial killer that travels around. Oh, good show that's coming out this month, or I'm sorry, movie on Netflix. It's called The Woman of the Hour. Anna Kendrick is the star, and it's about a serial killer, true story from the 70s, who found his next victim through a TV dating show.
Really?
Yeah.
Ew. That's scary.
And then he went on the dating show with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Is Worm the killer? No?
No.
Okay. I'm shocked we didn't get a Johnny Bart mention there.
I never thought Ty Law was going to be like Worm's guy.
Yeah, Worm's the dude. Yeah. Your friend would be in a happy relationship with Worm right now.
Guess we'll never
but
know.
But unfortunately, she's single and looking for love.
Yep, she is.
All right, what else?
A swine flu outbreak in Italy may mean, Wiggy, that we may not be able to get prosciutto here.
What?
Wiggy, no prosciutto mozz for the marathon party at the Capitol Grill.
No. Hold on now. So what's going on, man?
They're running out of pigs?
Well, so the pigs are getting sick. So there's like a mandate in Italy right now. For example, Giovanni Airoli's farm south of Milan, all 6,200 of his pigs were slaughtered under the new protocol to halt the disease. It's threatening. I mean, it's a $20 billion business for Italy, and it's threatening.
That is a huge, massive blow to me because I love prosciutto mozzarella wraps. I love my chicken special sandwich that comes with the mozzarella and the prosciutto on it. I love the antipasto, what comes out with the prosciutto.
Where do you recommend going for that sandwich? Is it Meridian Market?
Meridian Market. Meridian Market's got a good one.
That's the chicken cutlet breaded
yep.
with prosciutto.
Mozzarella.
Balsamic.
Balsamic, roasted red peppers. Or you can go to Camella's in East Boston.
Could you get that if you wanted?
Milano's.
Could you get it with a vodka sauce on it? Because I feel like that would make it better.
Oh, I've never had it. Yeah. I've never had it with
you
vodka sauce.
Yeah,
if you're
balsamic.
That's off menu.
Balsamic's the best.
What on the you? If you're gonna have the,
you don't like balsamic, Curtis?
No.
Oh,
never.
So you've never had a good one then?
Like a balsamic glaze?
No.
Yeah, that's what
so
comes
for me.
That's what comes over the whatever you call that sandwich. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of different.
The
names.
Only way you do prosciutto in a sandwich is fresh mozzarella, tomato, pesto on the bread, prosciutto on that. Press it. Boom.
I will.
Yeah, but you need your chicken cutlet,
Curtis. I would agree with you. Pesto all like over balsamic every single day on a sandwich.
I mean, what
like
are we even doing
all day long?
You're crazy.
I like balsamic glaze on my pizza.
Really?
Oh, no. So
that's
good.
Like people who like honey on their pizza.
Delicious.
Hot honey is dynamite.
It's not.
No.
It's not.
And hot honey hot pepperoni honey is so
it's
good.
Not,
no, thanks.
People go crazy for the pepperoni pizza, like the spicy pepperoni with the hot honey.
Oh,
it's
so good.
So good.
No.
So,
good.
No. So you guys never had one of those sandwiches then?
I'm not a big prosciutto person.
Yeah, you got it. It's the special at
except for Capital Grill's prosciutto.
Phenomenal at Capital Grill. And I would say I finally get a ding. I don't get anything there. The sandwiches are very expensive. But DeLuca's on Newbury, the Euro with prosciutto, phenomenal.
Really?
It's exactly what I described. They press it, fresh tomato, fresh mozzarella, prosciutto, pesto on the sub roll, press it, boom.
I haven't been there. That's a great sandwich place.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Where is this?
It's right by James's very inexpensive
Montessori. It pains me to give him any kind of credit whatsoever, but Al from Everett. At his sandwich shop.
He's got an amazing steak and cheese.
There's one in the Seaport. He has a grilled chicken with pesto and mozzarella, and it's a great sandwich.
You could argue Al's has the best bread in Boston for the subs.
Yes.
Some good bread.
Pretty good. I every time you call the place though, he answers the phone. He's before he takes your order. He talks about how great Bill Parcells was, which
is a little bit
offensive to anybody who's calling to order a sandwich. But the guy makes a great sandwich.
But you know why I love Meridian Market with my sub shop over there is you get to choose your spucky. You can either go regular traditional sub roll, braided roll, because I like my subs on a braided roll. You know, whether it's my chicken palm or the chicken special. But Al does have some good bread. It is all about the bread, finding a good, good spot that does have some talent. I love a sub. When are we going to do the sub bus? Because everybody talks about all these sub shops everywhere.
We were going to do the beef bus.
We could do both.
What would we do? How would we do the sub? Go for the best subs?
Because everybody talks about like great subs here, or you call them grinders.
But it would have to be.
Well, we could call it grinder bus, but it might be confused by some people.
good clientele for that one.
Yes.
We could try to do that.
Because everybody, Curtis just brought up a sub shop. What was the name of the sub shop?
DeLuca's.
DeLuca's. I love to find really good subs all over. And then, you know, there are everywhere in Massachusetts, but I mean.
Curtis, you seem to be onto something here. 781 texter on the Subaru of New England text line says balsamic is overrated.
So overrated.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I'm with
I
you.
Love it.
If you could add either balsamic or pesto to a sandwich, 1,000 times out of 1,000.
Not on a chicken cutlet.
Oh, pesto is designed
for
chicken cutlet.
Some people are not pesto people either.
Chicken cutlet, Curtis.
Well, I'm not their people.
Mozzarella, roasted red peppers, the balsamic vinaigrette drizzled all over it. Oh, on a nice braided roll. Boy, I listen.
Sounds like you're orgasming.
Yeah, that's how you get
food. I think we're chucking up this morning to a win for the food demon.
And and on that, the prosciutto, that is the best sandwich. I mean, it's running neck and neck with a good chicken palm. Running neck and neck.
I think, though, a great chicken palm sub is probably the goat.
I control the food demons.
Curtis, you've never had one, though.
How do you feel about a veal parm sub?
Oh, great.
Okay. I put it on the same level.
Oh, of course.
Chicken.
It's just all about, honestly, post-pandemic, I feel like the sub meats are hit or miss at different places. I think it's been like the one place the shortcut's been taken.
All right, anything else?
We have a dumbest of the day.
Oh, let's get right to that, if we could.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
Okay, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, and we have determined that this may be the dumbest of the day.
Okay, I'm going to need everybody to reevaluate the conversation we had an hour ago about $46,000 for a suite to watch the Celtics banner-raising ceremony against the Knicks.
Yes.
An Italian artist sold a sculpture for $18,000.
Okay.
He provided the buyer with a certificate of authenticity to confirm its existence. Any guesses as to what the sculpture would be of? You know, maybe it's a...
It's got to be something good.
Right? Yeah, I mean, giants. Maybe the Ponte Vecchio.
The Madonna.
It's a Colosseum mini sculpture.
Maybe like the water or like, you know, in boats or something like that.
A log of prosciutto.
Oh, I mean, that sounds lovely. I would say great guesses. Nowhere near it. He sold an invisible sculpture for $18,000.
Wow.
There's no such thing?
Salvatore Garro's sale of an invisible sculpture for $18,300 challenges our perception of value and ownership.
Wow.
Titled I Am, the sculpture doesn't actually physically exist. However, Garrow argues that the void itself holds the energy of a sculpture.
What a scam. Wow. You got to give the guy credit.
Definitely. Yeah.
Some rich dope was willing to spend $18,000 on a statue of nothing. Is that it right there?
Yeah, Jonathan has it up.
That's it. That's it out in the street.
Yeah.
Right.
You can see the outline.
Okay. All right. So it's in there.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
You could feel the energy. I don't know. What would you rather? You could only buy one. The banana peel that was on the wall of one of those.
Oh, the banana and duct tape?
Yeah, that was good.
Hunter Biden's great paintings or the invisible sculpture?
Probably the banana.
Yeah, probably.
Odds that this is the way Robert Kraft cheaps out and does Tom Brady's statue?
I mean, this is exactly how they cheaped out and got an offensive line.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
Wow, $18,000 for that.
Huh?
That is...
Can you sell it to somebody else, like another art collector?
I don't think so.
You probably could. An art collector would love that.
That's another thing, though. Those certificates of authenticity. Like, who authenticates the certificate of authenticity?
The guy who made who created the statue.
All right. That is the dumbest of the day. Thank you, Curtis. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Gerard Mayo has confirmed that David Andrews is headed for shoulder surgery, likely ending his play this season, unfortunately. And it seems like we now know the potential landing spots for Davante Adams. Adams has reportedly told the Raiders which teams he would prefer to go to. Those teams are the Jets and the Saints. And now Ian Rappaport this morning has a story that says Adams wants to play for the Jets, but is open to landing with other teams.
Wow.
He hasn't demanded to be traded anywhere, so Las Vegas will take the best deal. Thursday Night Football has the Bucks at Falcons this evening. And in baseball, the Padres have swept the Braves to move on out of the wild card round and will take on the Dodgers in the NL Divisional Series. The Tigers sweep the Astros and are taking on the Guardians. And the Royals sweep the Orioles and are taking on the Yankees. That's going on in the AL. Lastly, we'll wait to see who will face off with the Phillies on the other side of the NL Divisional with the Mets and Brewers tied at a game apiece.
Uh-oh. Curtis, you see that text? Somebody already stole the invisible statue, and they have it at their house.
Oh, my God.
Please alert the owner. he might not know. It was stolen in the dark. No, sorry, in broad daylight. Nobody could see it.
Greg, I have an idea.
Yes.
If, if Echelon's bills keep rising and you're getting close to Christmas, good gift for Linz.
Invisible
statue.
Yes. I bought you this invisible Fendi bag. And also an invisible pair of Louboutins. You're welcome. Okay.
And you can use my invisible Peloton right here.
That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
So, thank you, Courtney. Before I get to the weather, I must thank the Twitch audience. This was given to me last week. I didn't know who it came from. I got a DM today, and these two gifts... One is a picture of my 100 months of sobriety, and of course another of the great Pudge. So,
oh my God!
Thank you so much to the lovely people in Twitch that put this together. I am forever in your debt. Very thankful.
There you go.
Really nice.
Put it with the shrine.
I will. 78. I still have Jupiter in my phone. 55 degrees. I mean, in my modeling. 55 degrees, mostly sunny right now in Boston. Afternoon high of 72.
Curtis, would you ever? We had great success on the old show with something that Danielle called Wednesday's Mutt. Would you ever want to, in honor of the official lifetime mascot of the show, Pudge?
Yeah.
Would you ever want to do a segment where we find a dog that is up for adoption, bring it in, and do that in honor of Pudge, find a family that would love to have that dog? Would you want to do that?
I would love to do that. Anything to keep Pudge's memory alive. We could maybe call it like Pudge's Playmates.
Pudge's Pals.
Pudge's Pals, even better.
I mean, I think we should do that.
I love that idea.
I would love to. And there's a lot of shelters that are overrun right now because a lot of people during the pandemic got dogs and then returned them. So.
And actually, the MSPCA announced today that they're housing a bunch of dogs that were saved from Hurricane Helene down south. They are arriving, I believe, today. So if you're looking for a dog to adopt, they are going to be available.
It would be my honor to do something like that. That would be great.
Let's try to do that. Maybe because all of those dogs are coming here from the hurricane, we could do that next week or something.
I love that idea.
That is awesome. Pudge's Pals. My favorite segment of the week.
Okay. All right. We will be
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back. Curtis, check this out. During the break on the personal text machine, as LB would call it, Ernie Bach checking in and sharing that October is Subaru Loves Pets Month, and Ernie will sponsor Pudge's Pals if we do that.
So, awesome.
I think we should try to make that happen.
Thank you, Ernie.
Next month. We just need a shelter or two to work with. So
nobody, I would say Ernie and Rob Hale do most while talking about it the least.
Correct. I would agree with you. Very, very generous, both of them. Well, look who's in the studio this morning.
Hello.
Dressed to the nines.
Good morning.
The bland manager, Ken Laird. You are dressed up.
We're headed to Newport, are we not?
There you go. That's right.
Oh, I didn't know you were coming to the garden party.
Made
yourself available. Not much going on today here, I guess.
Was invited. I'm setting things up at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Very nice.
Griffin and Eamon and I.
That's his, what's it called? Horseback chic?
Equestrian chic.
Equestrian chic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I mean, I guess I kind of like the... It's not really a sport coat, though. That is
not a sport coat.
That's a sport coat.
It's not really. It's a suit.
It's not a suit.
It's one half of a suit.
It's a sport coat.
That's a sport coat.
Uh-huh.
A solo
Downey
sport
Street.
Coat.
Yep.
Okay.
Can we talk sport coats?
And then you have the polo
on. Polo.
I kind of like that.
70.
Look.
I heard Curtis's weather. 72 today.
I think the sneakers don't match. If I'm being honest.
That's okay. I think you look great.
Kind of sneakers you got? Blue on?
No, they're black.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, we are headed to Newport as a part of the Audrain Concours Motor Week, and we will be there this afternoon and this evening. I don't know what we're going to do after the party. We're open to suggestions if anybody wants to. Yes. Although somebody told me, you brought that up a while ago, that place is closed. I don't know if that's right or not, but you were, there's a lot of, the Landing is a great spot that we could go to, and they're big listeners down there.
Yeah.
I mean, I open to anything, go to dinner somewhere.
Is it in the budget? Ken,
is it in the budget dinner?
Well, Greg's picking up the tab again, which is great. I mean, it was awesome of him to offer. So, yes.
I'm happy to do that. I do believe I have a big bonus coming.
Which, congratulations, by the way, to the entire show.
Oh.
Another terrific ratings book.
Oh.
3/10 of a share point off number one in adults. Great.
That's it?
I mean,
3/10 off 1 point.
That's it. So, better rejoins from Shine. You would have got there.
Right.
I heard Dave Matthews at 620. It was awful.
Yeah.
But congrats. Unbelievable.
Right there.
Wow.
For the last 7 weeks of the book, you were first place. So it's you finished strong. Very strong.
Four of the last 7 weeks, we were number one.
Yep.
Mm. All right.
Thanks, adults.
Strive for.
Yep.
I need more. I need blood from you people.
All right.
I need more, Shine.
All right.
I need more from you. 3/10 of a point from number one. And then that's it. Number one, I can just retire, head off into the sunset.
Maybe I hit a couple bets and people will tune in.
That's it.
I would love to see your bonus structure.
That's not that much.
You know it's a lot whenever I ask Greg about what he's making. He's like, well, I'm supporting five people.
Come on, Courtney. Just Googling.
I have a lot of people that I have to pay for. A lot of things. A lot of things. All right, anyway. Curtis said you were coming in here with a guest lead this morning.
Okay. If you will allow it, I have a sports lead.
Yes.
Adam Schefter yesterday revealed the plan. You guys have been asking and crying and whining about the plan. What's the plan?
Yes.
What's the Patriots' plan? He revealed it, and I actually, he got me thinking about it. It makes total sense, and I want your reaction. But here's the Schefter answer from yesterday on the afternoon show. When Drake May will play.
We'll go by what Gerard Mayo said this week, which is that he's 100% behind Jacoby Brissett. And we do know that the team has not been in any rush to get to Drake May, and they would like to make sure that he has the time he needs to continue to learn and grow and be in a spot that he's not being pressured. There are so many young quarterbacks rushed into service before they're ready, and it doesn't really serve them well in the long term. And I think the Patriots are taking the big long-term view here, which is the right thing to do. And I think you kind of feel when it's time. Again, I always felt like coming to the season, and we'll see how it plays out, that we might see Drake May get a little bit of experience at the end of the year. You know, the last two, three games, maybe they decide they want to do it sooner. Maybe there's a reason they feel like he's growing enough in practice and absorbing enough that they can do it. But I always felt like that was the logical course of action. If we go back to the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes started and played the very last regular season game during his rookie year in Denver. That was the only game he played his rookie year. And the next year, they cleared the decks, and he was the starting guy.
Okay, so the name he brings, and by the way, Curtis will tell you, Schefter and Kraft, very close, right, Curtis?
Muy close.
So the plan is the Mahomes plan. Be like Pat. That is the plan. He played one game his rookie year, and it served him well. And it gets dismissed when you guys bring it up so quickly, like there's never been a quarterback that sat behind a bad quarterback in front of him. Alex Smith is average at best.
Ooh. Alex Smith was coming off a playoff win in San Francisco.
He was not. He was coming off a playoff loss to the Chiefs, or to the Steelers the year before. He had gotten benched in San Francisco.
San Francisco, they beat.
He got benched by Jim Harbaugh for Colin Kaepernick. He didn't play his entire last year.
So
he got shipped out to Kansas City.
Curtis
was a journeyman average quarterback.
Chris, can we make this like the debates? Can we have a fact check immediately?
So here I am. They're eating the stats. I'm going to tell you this right now, Ken. It's very simple. Do you know who led the NFL? Not the AFC West or the AFC, who led the NFL in passer rating for the 2017 NFL season.
Do you think
I'm asking the room because people don't know. Do you know who did it, Greg?
No.
Alex Smith.
Yep.
Do you know, including the playoffs, he played 16 games in 2017. He threw 28 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions.
He was a game manager on a good offense that had Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Albert Wilson. They had Andy Reid calling plays. Do you think Mahomes was not better than Alex Smith, even at his rookie year? He was better than Alex Smith.
Learning from Alex Smith excelling in a successful offense is the opposite of what's going on here. What is Drake May learning?
He is observing, he is watching, he is learning.
Okay, observing and watching are the same thing.
What is the learning part, though? I need somebody to specify the learning.
Mental reps?
Ken,
and 30% of reps in practice.
It's the operation. He's learning the operation.
Here's a better stat for you. Alex Smith was 50-26 as his time as the starting quarterback in Kansas City.
Yeah, with a good team. What was his playoff record?
They were a good team.
That's the whole point
that we're making. They were a good team.
If they had played Mahomes, they might have had more success, they were patient enough to not force it.
Yeah, because they were a good team.
Do you think Alex Van Pelt will be here next year?
Yes.
In 3 years?
Hard to say.
Okay, Andy Reid was going to be the coach of the Chiefs for the entirety of Mahomes' career. He has the best offense in the NFL. He allowed a guy taken 10th overall to learn behind a Pro Bowler who was leading the NFL in passing. Jacoby
they
Brissett
started 5-0. They lost 5 of 6. They were 6-6 that year.
Jacoby,
you don't
Brissett,
think they were tempted to start Patrick Mahomes, the 10th overall pick in the draft?
I think also, I am closer
Curtis,
to Jacoby
during,
Brissett.
During the pandemic, Alex Smith went in the water above his waist. Also, just so you know about
that's
that.
Probably what happened. Yes. But I mean, it's literally apples and oranges.
It is not.
You
yeah,
have it's not even the same.
Jacoby
thing.
Brissett is nowhere near Alex Smith.
Mahomes is the greatest quarterback we've seen in recent times, aside from Brady. They both waited a year. It worked out great. The organization is taking the be like Pat approach. It's a smart approach. Mm. He's going to play the last two home games of the year, and that's it.
And that's it.
Be patient.
But what is he
ready,
learning,
ready
Ken?
You think that's enough for him?
Can I give you a Patrick Mahomes quote about the year he sat?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think I would have had some success. I don't think it would have happened as fast. I think there would have been a lot more mistakes. I wasn't supposed to be playing. I was supposed to be learning.
Okay.
Wow.
Great
okay.
quote from Patrick
wow.
Mahomes.
Once again, I'm going to ask you, what is Jacoby Brissett learning? I mean, sorry, what is Drake May learning from Jacoby Brissett?
Wiki could tell you. You get in the league, you don't know where you're going.
No,
you
Wiki like, thinks that's that not an for answer. Him to learn, he yeah. needs to be out there.
And remember, Alex Smith was a Pro Bowler when right. he played at Kansas City.
If Jacoby Brissett was Alex Smith, nobody would be crying for Drake May.
A Pro Bowler. He only was. Because Brady couldn't make it one day in a nosebleed or
he
something.
He was a three-time Pro Bowler for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Do you think Alex Smith was a good quarterback?
Great quote by Matty Ice. Matt Ryan, BC alum, greatest BC quarterback yeah. other than Doug Flutie. My rookie year playing gave me so much experience rather than sitting on the bench.
That's all you got. Don't you listen to Ty Law, Rob Ninkovich, Tom Brady on
James
the subject.
White.
Why don't you listen
sheep.
To the people that you have
sheep.
On the show?
Sheep.
Are you so millennial you know instant gratification
no,
you can't like
whoa,
shine?
Whoa.
You can't like wait a day.
No,
I mean,
you know,
just wait.
You know
I did
the,
wait. I've waited 5 weeks.
Ken,
I think that's plenty.
Ken, you know what those people say, and I'll ask you this. They say, don't start him now. Start him in week 10 or week 11. And I say to you and them people, what's the difference between now and week 10?
You don't think he'll learn a lot in several months of being in the organization, learning how to be a pro, getting in and out of the huddle and practice, 30% reps times 2 months.
Do you think that's the same as game action, though?
And yes. David Andrews out? You want to put him in there now?
Ricky, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And I want to ask the whole room. If Alex Smith was the quarterback and the coach was Andy Reid, would any of us be yelling to rush Drake May into the NFL?
No, because we'd be on our way
yes,
to the playoffs.
No.
He would have lost 3 playoff games in the last 3 years, mm-hmm. and you would have been looking for the new guy.
Alex Smith was a great player. Patrick
he was
Mahomes,
not a great player. Stop. Alex Smith?
He threw 28 touchdowns
about?
In 5 years of
you could have thrown 28 touchdown passes on that team.
Would you say he was a good quarterback
you're
then?
He was good. He was fine.
He was good.
He got benched by
right.
by
that is
Jim
a great
Harbaugh.
Year. I'm sorry. He had a better right. passer rating than right. Brady in his prime.
He was a good quarterback, right? We could say that about Alex Smith. He was good. Jacoby Brissett is not good.
Okay.
She's a backup.
That's
agreed.
The whole point.
Here's the
what
point
I,
is,
here's what I'll say.
Mahomes was better than Smith. They didn't yeah, play him. They waited.
Here's what I'll say. As somebody who's played in the NFL, you learn a lot more from playing than you do standing on the sidelines.
That's not what Mahomes says. That's not what Brady says. That's not what Ty Law says. That's not what James White says. That's not what Rob Ninkovich says.
And they're all lying to you because when I asked them, I said, when you actually played, don't you learn a lot more when you actually play? And they all say yes.
Yeah. Right. And still, I don't know anything that Drake May is learning from Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
All because right, that's can. The whole point. Patrick Mahomes quoted, talked about what he learned from a guy that was excelling in the offense.
You know what I would say to Drake May? Here's what you learned from Jacoby Brissett. After wins, after losses, how he speaks to the
yes.
media, how he carries himself as a professional.
Well, that's important.
On how he talks. But you can easily learn that from a guy who's backing you up.
And I think Drake May already has that in him. Like, yeah. I don't actually think he needs the help transitioning into how to talk to people.
He don't have a douchey attitude. He knows that, hey, he's a guy that gets it. Oh. Jacoby Brissett does that well, but on the field, you should be playing Drake May.
Ken, as is often the case, you speak, and I immediately consider the other side of
Thank
things.
You, Greg. That's all I ask
that
of you.
That is a part of your brilliance.
I appreciate you.
You used to offer that brilliance on this show every single day for a considerable number of years until you moved on up.
Carry on. You guys are doing great. Mm-hmm. Feel free to rip me when I'm gone. I'll see you in Newport.
Yes, we'll see you in Newport
okay.
at the garden party.
Sorry, I'm just fighting with people on Twitch who are trying to say that Ken's a liar for our ratings. So.
Oh. Oh, they really? Who's saying that?
Eric.
It's a weird thing. Why would
Eric
they say
OB.
That?
Eric OB.
Why would Ken lie about the ratings?
Well, they tried to pull up men, and I said, you know, Ken's talking all persons, and then they brought
persons.
Up... Oh, men
and women.
And then they said, all persons, you guys did like a three share, and I said, we're not talking about station, we're talking about specific show.
Yes, we're discussing our
Isn't it easy to find all this stuff?
Good job, Ken. I will never understand people who listen to a show and pray they're the only ones doing it. I honestly, as long as, if it's something you enjoy, you want it to be successful, why would you want no one to be listening?
It's very strange.
It's such a weird psychological thing.
That's okay. Yeah, it is. I mean, okay. You really can't find the...
Well, the people that used to talk about our ratings a lot have kind of shut up. So
not doing Chad this for the ratings, 978 texter.
What's that?
Chad Finn didn't see one tweet about the book.
No, he's not going to. He won't. Well. He's...
All right.
He still thinks being bad, being number one with men and women, all people, is a bad thing.
All right.
That's what Chad Finn thinks. Because he knows nothing about the topic that he writes about. Okay.
All you can do is keep plugging away.
Yep.
That's all you can do.
Thank you, coach.
So all you can do is keep plugging and plugging.
Sometimes the offense looks good. Sometimes it doesn't look so good. We learned that in Brockton.
And Greg, expert of the Twitch chat, says, ha ha, Curtis can't handle losing for 5 years straight. Relax, freak. Right. Once again, X-Bear will be at a garden party tonight, 617-779-7937, if you want to join us. I have not lost at anything. In fact, I'm getting a very nice check on Thursday of next week. I look forward to it.
Is it a big one?
It is. It's awesome.
Big fat check.
And it's thanks to people like you. So God bless you.
It's the first bonus I'm receiving under my new long, lucrative contract.
Hey, know what that means. Okay, I see you with them Johnny Manziels.
She can afford that suite for the Celtics game, baby.
She got that bread coming.
And X-Bear, your jealousy. It's a little much.
She got that bread coming.
Back off.
It's kind of weird.
It's very strange.
It is what it is. You just keep plugging away.
Yes. Right. I won't let people slander my boss, Ken Laird.
No, my man, my king.
Appreciate that. Yeah. And we will take a break. We'll be right back. Coming up momentarily, we will get to what are we doing with Chris Curtis. But before that, this is Charlie from Boston. Hey, Charlie.
Good morning, guys. Great show so far. I think the biggest thing, Drake May's not learning anything from Brissett. Like, it's just not happening. I think the only two reasons that they are still keeping him on the bench is, one, it's a carrot to dangle in front of the fans to keep us interested. I'm not interested in watching the Pats only because they suck. Like, the off chance that we get to see Drake May is why I'm watching. And two, once you take Drake May and you start him, if he sucks for 3 weeks, like, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Like, do you start Brissett again? Like, it's once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you can't put it back in.
Yeah.
No, you just learn.
But if your expectation has to be over there that you're not a playoff team and you're not winning that many football games either way. So, like, what's the worst that happens? Drake May is like any other rookie and is struggling a little bit and trying to figure his reads out and trying to figure the offense out. It's not that different than a veteran who is – like, is stinking the joint out. Like, can't see guys that are open down the field. Like, I understand that. I guess maybe there are people that are tuning in just to see whether Drake May gets in the second half or not. But
That's it. That's why I watch. I mean, obviously, I'm a fan, but I'm hoping that Drake May's getting in at some point. But you want to see.
Got to get to Newport.
You want to see?
Is that a burp?
No, it was like a hiccup and gas bubble.
Oh,
but you want to see if Drake May basic things? If he's improving on the little things, like is he improving on the little mistakes that he's making as a rookie quarterback? And then you'll go, oh, okay, this gives us some positivity going into next year that he's picking it up. You know, for example, if he's rolling out to the right and he throws across his body and it's an interception, does the next time he does that, does he learn from that mistake? Does he learn from the basic mistakes? How's he control the huddle? Maybe some play clock penalties or procedures. Like, those are the little things that you go, okay, he's learning from these mistakes that he made in week 6, week 7, week 8.
I also don't want to see what Ken was saying with Patrick Mahomes, one game and then the end of the season.
Yeah,
it's like, I want to see if the game's terrible, if this is a spiral effect, if he comes out the next week and stinks, and then the week after, or if he can rebound after a bad game.
Right, and Greg, you know, Wiggy, I will say, was already on to Drake May in week 2, and that's great. He's been on that the whole time. But the first 7 quarters of the season, there was not a groundswell of demand or support for Drake May replacing Jacoby Brissett. They were 1-0. They had a fourth quarter lead, and late in the fourth, week 2, they were about to be 2-0. And the fan base was patient. Jacoby Brissett was doing a great job of managing the game. Their defense was spectacular. They had good plays in special teams, and they were about to go 2-0 with, you know, just a good run game and a great defense. Since then, we've seen more and more limitations out of Jacoby Brissett, and the season is unraveled. So to say that the Alex Smith-Mahomes situation is an equivalent is just not reality. People here would have been fine with a 10-win season with the starting quarterback that was already in place, allowing the backup to learn to be ready to take over in year 2.
Well, listen, based on what you saw against the Bengals and what you saw against the Seahawks, you ought to be in this game on Sunday, and you ought to have a chance of winning this football game on Sunday. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Minus Tua.
Yeah.
Like, you should be in this game. You should win this game.
Yeah, you should be. It should be punch for punch.
If they do not, then I have to believe that there is a groundswell of frustration with regard to playing Drake May. I mean, There are a lot of fans who still, we did a poll, it was 50-50 on Monday.
Yeah, Curtis. That was shocking.
There are a lot of fans who want to wait on Drake May because they think he's going to get killed.
I think Ken did a bot farm with that. Nothing else makes sense.
What happens next year if he doesn't play this year, going off the boss man lead and the Adam Schefter? He only plays one game, and then we go into next year, and then He has his struggles. What are people going to say? Oh, this is technically his first year of playing.
But I don't think he will have if he was the right person to take at number 3, then he's not going to struggle.
But what if he wasn't the right person?
But look at Mac Jones at 15. Mac Jones had a really good rookie season.
Right.
Now, granted, you know, Curtis, say what you want about Bill. That was under Bill, and that was under Josh McDaniels. So
my point is all we're doing is kicking the can down the road when we could see what he is and then give him the pass. Because next year, you know what's going to happen. If he doesn't play well, we're going to give him a pass and say, oh, this is his first year. This is his learning year. Then let's see what he does the following. So that now is year number 3. And so now in year number 3, we might get to the point where we're like, oh, this kid's not very good. And now we're like, where do we go from here? What's our next move at quarterback?
And maybe the Chiefs win that AFC championship in 2018 if Mahomes has a prior year of experience in the playoffs under his belt. You know, maybe they left a title on the table. Who knows?
Okay. Coming up next, we'll get to what are we doing with Chris Curtis. And a question about why what a man did during the hurricane has him being threatened with arrest. We will get to that coming up next.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.